This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay!
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic.
Oh, my goodness. We are glad you are here. We are grateful for you listening today.
Totally.
What's our topic, Angelina?
Okay, I know. I'm so excited.
Angelina's all fired up.
I have been trying to get this one on the table forever. So this is New Earth. I'm really excited about this topic. So I'm going to throw out a question for everyone, and please write in, because I want to know, what do you know about New Earth? Who's heard of it? What do you think about moving into the fourth and fifth dimensions? And, like, naturally, some of my questions are, who goes to the fifth dimension? Who stays? How do you know if you're in it? What does it mean when you're there? Why do we need to be there? So these are some of the questions, and hopefully we'll get to touch on some of those during this. But what sparked my interest in this is a book by Dolores Cannon. She's got a ton of books out there. This one is called The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth. And if you haven't heard of Dolores Cannon, please check her out. She's she passed away in 2014. She spent like 50 years doing hypnotherapy, and started discovering messages in people's subconscious. And so over time, she would have multiple clients and end up speaking to different entities that would come through in a person's subconscious, and she would get the same messages over and over from people, like entities or beings about the earth or other planets, other dimensions. the most incredible stuff. And the first book I read was The Convoluted Universe. I think it was book three, and it completely blew my mind. So that's another good one too. But anyway, so, Julie, do you have any thoughts on the New Earth or anything?
Well, I'll, yes. I think we see it differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways we see it the same. It's mm-hmm. definitely, I don't have some of all the details that you have.
Okay.
I have senses of what I've picked up on, and that would be, this would happen, you know, this helps us ascend to that New Earth place.
Yeah.
Like Era 3 healing.
Yeah.
That I was telling you about.
And you were telling me about that. Yes. I cannot wait to hear about that.
So we'll get into that a little bit.
Okay.
But I feel like I don't think that we are so far from it. I think there are things that we're doing now that are already participating in fifth dimension due to our primitive behavior and still, you know, killing people and hurting others. We are, as a collective, definitely not all the way there. There will be.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's through love. Is that what you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So, because we are destroying the earth, we're way too destructive with pollution, chemicals, destroying our environment. Also, the fact that we live in fear and violence, we persecute and kill other beings on this planet, and we have nuclear weapons. So all of those things are completely against the universe and the laws of the universe and living in love. It's not in agreement with other beings in the universe. We're such a low vibration, heavy and dense, and we're out of a state of love. And if we're in love and loving kindness, there's no need to fear. There's no need to have hatred or a desire to hurt each other.
That includes psychically hurt someone. You know, yeah. It includes ourselves. It also, you know, it when we say love, it also means not having judgment or separateness. I think about what Prince shared with us when we channeled him.
Right.
You know, there is no separateness between each person. And it's just, and when separateness and judgment are between us, then we are out of love.
Yes.
We are out of that realm of love.
And, okay, I want to read this little opening piece, an excerpt by Dolores Cannon on planetary ascension, new earth and new human. It says, our bodies and everything around us are now increasing their vibratory rate and adjusting to a new frequency. Every cell of the body begins to vibrate at such a fast rate that it turns into light. When this begins, the temperature of our body increases and the body starts to glow with light. When every cell is vibrating at a very high rate, you will disappear from normal vision and move into a higher dimensional reality. This is because the body has moved in vibration beyond the third dimension and is now vibrating in a much higher dimensional level. This means that you will not go through the death process as you will then have a light body.
Wow, so you don't come back from that?
Uh-uh, I know. Aging will not exist for you and you will have stepped into the next dimensional reality. You can then access the next stage of spiritual evolution. I know. So I, you know me, wow. I went nuts on this stuff. I think I have this book on Audible. I've listened to it probably 10 times. And one thing I've read and heard a lot of things from Dolores Cannon. And apparently what they say is like, Earth is destroying itself. We are destroying this planet. But the whole galactic universe out there is all these other beings and planets are coming together to try to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not want to destroy us. So what they're doing is downloading us with more DNA. Apparently, like, there's a lot more DNA than we currently have, and a long time ago it was taken away from us so that we could just be some kind of experiment to grow and evolve with our consciousness. But
wow,
I know, really intense. So the people that are open to it are getting downloads and getting these higher frequencies, and what they're saying is, like, just in that opening comment, like, pretty soon we will step into this new Earth environment where it's the same Earth, slightly different, but all the third dimension beings will not be able to see us and we will not be able to see them. Is that mind-boggling or what? And there's like an image. She describes one of her clients she put under, and she spoke to the subconscious. It just kind of said it's like two images of Earth kind of superimposed over each other.
Oh.
Yeah. So there will be one Earth living in the fourth and fifth dimension that's in love and harmony, and the Earth is not polluting itself, the rivers are coming back, everything, the environment is healthy and good. And the other one will continue on its path of pollution and destruction. It's really sad, isn't it? That's kind of sad.
This is the saddest episode I think we've ever had.
No, like, it's so interesting. I'm so excited.
I think I'm more interested in why you're so interested in it.
I do I ask? I'm really... Okay,
now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, I also read this thing. It was, oh my gosh, about the New Earth, where Dolores Cannon was asking, like, well, what will we do for food? What will we look like? And this entity was coming through saying, we will all be much taller. We will be light beings, meaning, you know, L-I-G-H-T, like glistening. And we won't have a need to eat.
At all?
Well, they did say that we can if we want to.
Okay.
And there's these, they said there's trees with like something like giant oranges, but when you crack them open, there's custard inside. I know this sounds crazy. See, this is why.
Okay, if you guys could see the look that I'm giving Angelina.
She's looking at me like
she just watched Willy Wonka.
Okay, I am not the only one, I swear.
No, I appreciate that. I think it's great for our listeners to hear an episode where we are. It's not that I'm at odds with you about it. It's so out there.
It's so interesting and fabulous. And they're describing like trees are different colors than what we see now. We'll be able to see different colors.
Oh, wow.
And everyone lives in harmony and love. And
yeah.
It's just so comforting. I totally advise everyone to go get that book. I'll post on Instagram what the book looks like. And also, The Convoluted Universe is an amazing one. So
the two things that I'm picking up on, though, is that it sounds like a very parallel universe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Yeah,
I think we just got a sign of yes, it is. That was a horn honking. Yes, it's a parallel universe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I have something else to share. Sorry, I'm really excited.
Go ahead.
So, there's questions in here. I'm going to read this little part. So it says, Okay. It's a description of the New Earth. This is, from one of our clients. It's like going to expand into another dimension, the Earth. Let me see how I can explain this to you. It's like a raising, if you can understand, like we're going to raise into a different vibration. They'll be able to see what's going on, but we can't help them anymore. And then she asks, is it like a separation, like two Earths, and what do you mean? Oh no, it's a changing of dimension. We're going to go from here to here, and those that can't change will be left behind. When we go into the other dimension, will it be a physical Earth? It will be just like we are right now. That's what I mean by two Earths. And then she asks, yes, but they're not going to be aware of us. I don't want to read the next part because it's kind of scary. It just says that they're going to live in destruction and it won't be a good experience for them.
Well, it's some of that is happening now for sure.
It just says they won't know. It'll be too late for them to change their vibrations. They can't change it in a second. They have to change it over a period of time. We've been working on this for a while. It has to seep in and work on your body, and it has to slowly change and raise your vibration. And when it happens, it's going to be too late for them, but they will see it. They will die, but they will see it and learn from that. I know that's really heavy, but I mean, nobody wants anyone to die at all. But what they're saying is you're just going, if you're third dimension, you're going to be in it. And if you're living in fear and, you know, thinking...
in low vibration.
That you want to persecute your neighbor and kill them because they don't believe in something you believe in, then that is your reality, because we all know we attract things to us that we believe in.
Yes.
And if we believe in love and live in a higher vibration, then that's...
So how do we get to the new Earth? What steps do we need to take? Is it about letting go of ego?
Well, okay. See, that's a really good question.
It seems like in New Earth you wouldn't have ego, which is drives so much.
Yeah, third dimension type.
Yes.
Hatred.
more than just hatred, though, a need to be heard, a need to be seen, you know, all the having some needs met from an unhealed past.
Yeah. So
ego was one thing that I was curious about.
It says, basically it's just like consciously living in a state of love and not going for that lower vibration. So I had this really interesting conversation with my daughter. and as you guys know, Portland has just pretty much gone to hell lately with all the protesting. And there was like an Antifa Proud Boy fight last night or something in the Kmart parking lot, and the police never came. But I was talking about it with my daughter because it was really sad, and she said something so profound, which was, I'd like to take credit for it, but I don't know, maybe I told her at one point, but she said, if you are against racism, and, you know, if you're Antifa, that is the incorrect way to express that, because you're actually breeding into the hostility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you focused on something that had a positive outcome,
yes,
that was against racism,
yes,
then the outcome would be different. But if you're actually just, like, going to that event to say you're wrong, because both groups of people are saying you're wrong and we're right, you know, this is the only way is to be like us, whatever the Proud Boys are thinking. And then, you know, you have this other crowd going, no, you're absolutely ridiculous. And then, you know, I mean, shots were fired, and
opposite side of the same coin,
right?
Yeah.
And you that's know, not how we solve things. And it's a bad way to put your energy into something that could have a better outcome, you know?
Yes.
Like, if I'm saying that right.
Mother Teresa used to, she said one time, if you invite me to an anti-war rally, I won't go. But if you invite me to a pro-peace rally, I will.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. So, exactly. So, that's how we can move into the fifth dimension.
Perfect.
But that's all I know. Like, I keep hoping I wake up every morning and I'm like, am I there?
Check your skin.
I'm like, where are those oranges with custard filling? Check my skin. Am I crystalline? Am I shimmering? Am I taller? I'm less hungry.
Well, yeah. Oh my gosh, Angelina. That is awesome.
Oh my
gosh. Well, I feel like I've seen images in books of beings that are, you know, tall.
I know.
Right?
There's a crazy clip on, it's not crazy.
They're tall and they're almost opaque.
Yeah, there's one on
iridescent is
TikTok
the word
right now. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like I saw it there. I don't know what it.
Oh,
where it
they're like tall it. And iridescent, and they they're beings, but they're not how we look.
Right.
And
but they have a.
But they have body.
They
yeah,
have
they
body,
have a
like,
body shape.
Like eggs, legs.
Yeah,
they lay legs, eggs? Arms. Fingers. And I know the whole topic thrills me to no end. I just can't stop reading about it.
I love that about you. I love that you deep dive into whatever topic is interesting to you, and you're so committed to it. You really are. I mean, A+.
Thanks. Julie, you're awesome. Thank you. I know.
I wanted to share about the Era 3 healing that I think kind of goes along with this somewhat, but also something that I've looked into, you know, practicing. And now I can't find the quote about it. But Era 3 healing, it's this next level of healing that we're entering where we can still go to, you can go to a doctor or a naturopath, but they work with like a psychic energy healer, and the two of them together come up with the diagnosis or, you know, what's going on. So the doctor can see, or the naturopath, you know, they can read blood tests or, you know, do kind of like the denser energy earthly stuff.
Yeah.
While the energy healer is doing a scan of the chakras, they are looking at healing in multiple dimensions of the body, in the auric field, in the spiritual field, and able, you know, somewhat like the healing that I was practicing, where I can, you know, like I receive messages about the the idioms.
Yeah.
You know,
The body idioms.
Yes. So like the guy healing his foot who can't stand on his own two feet and needs his parents to support him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he would get sick every time. Yeah. Or his foot would hurt every time.
Yeah. He'd hurt his foot like almost every time he went to go see his parents. And anyway, the healing around that isn't just the physical foot. It was for him, in order to heal the foot, he had to heal the shame and the embarrassment that he felt for having to rely on his parents.
Exactly.
So the answer wasn't even necessarily, oh, get a job and then you won't have foot pain. It was so much deeper than that. And so light workers, energetic healers are looking at the human energy field, which is something I'm deep diving in.
I know.
So fascinated about.
She's going to run the next one.
Right. No, about just the human energy field and how expansive it is, and really what opening up another dimension of healing. And so it's called Era 3 healing.
That's incredible.
Could you imagine going to a doctor's appointment and knowing that they have a psychic energetic healer, like hands-on with light?
I would
pick that person.
I would too. I know. When the kids were little and just, you know, raising them and for myself, I had a naturopath I went to all the time.
Uh-huh.
She was incredible. And I remember I had seen her for years. I'm going to say 10 years. And I went in once with, like, I was just an emotional mess. I had a blowout with my sister, and I couldn't stop crying. And she's like, well, lay down on the table. And I didn't know she was a shaman, but she started doing energetic work on me. And she said I had a big cord all wrapped up in my intestines, and she said that there was like intentions out for me so that I would be not well.
Wow.
And she undid everything.
Wow.
I know. And I just, at the end, I was like, I never knew this about you. And she said, well, I am a naturopath doctor. I do what I can do. And for those receptive, I do this too, but it's not acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I love that about
Era
3.
Era
3.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait for that moment when you go into your doctor and they're like, actually, let's bring in a...
Could you imagine having insurance covering?
I know.
You know, a chakra clearing and, you know, a realignment
Yeah.
You know, of your auric field. Yes. An attunement.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really.
Well, and then giving you self-work to do, too, which is what she did. She's like, I need you to do this,
Yes.
Help yourself.
I love that about a naturopath. It's interactive healing. Mm-hmm. It's taking responsibility.
Yeah. And that's,
and not just something that a pill gets thrown at.
I know.
You can't throw a pill at stuck grief.
Yeah.
And have it heal.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's beautiful.
That almost sounded like I was whining. Did that sound like I was whining?
I just kept thinking, I just had visions of you throwing bottles of pills at the wall. No, that was amazing. I love it. I cannot wait for this because I get to be a test case for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A little bit. I cannot wait.
Yeah. We did some.
We did do some. Yeah. I know. So this is exciting. We're exploring.
That
Julie's way deep diving though.
I am. I love having just one one topic to deep dive on. And when we teach our class or when we have our development psychic group.
Yeah, support group.
Support group.
Let's call it a psychic support group.
I feel like we should have anonymous in there.
12. No, yeah. Let's not make
fun of it. I guess we couldn't because, you know, we're psychics. Anyway, we're coming up with some good stuff. One thing that just came through that's beneficial, that I was just told to share this with the collective. If you have access to acupuncture, now is a really good time to get acupuncture.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a realignment. This also, acupuncture helps with, if you're practicing astral travel and
remote viewing. Oh.
Acupuncture. The first time that I did astral travel was with acupuncture, and then I just did from there. But acupuncture is very beneficial. It's so beneficial with helping psychic development work.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And healing on many, many dimensions.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
Get poked. Go get jabbed in more than one way.
No. That's such an aggressive word. I never like that.
I think it's just the European. Jab. Because they're always like, the jab.
Is that European?
And then they also say sack.
What is that? Saga.
Sacked. It's when you get fired.
Oh! I didn't know that.
Jab and sack.
Wow.
Okay.
It's good to know. Well, that sounds like our time is up.
Yeah.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of All Things Psychic. And send any questions, comments, or
concerns to all
phobias,
or if you examples. Know about the new, yeah, or if you've thought about the new earth, or if you want to share, yeah, send it to allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. And then,
yes,
I'm gonna post those two books later for everyone to read. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right, stay well,
yay.
Love each other,
yep.
Bye.